This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
In our families, we always strive for unity. But occasionally, of course, there's disagreement. There's times in which people over serious issues don't find a way together. And so it's felt within the entire family when parents especially don't agree on something, or when children are at odds with their mother or father. So what brings that unity back, if not the love that they have for each other? It's only love that unites us, really. And it's the same thing in the church. There's a lot of disunity in the church today. There are people on all sides of the issues. There are websites, of course, on both the left and the right that criticize our Holy Father, that say that he's not doing enough or he's doing too much. And they really question whether or not he should lead the church at his age or because of what he teaches. And so we see this disunity, this seed of disunity in the church. But what unites us is the love that we have for Jesus Christ. And that is the consecration that Jesus talks about today. It's a consecration of love that we have from our Heavenly Father. Jesus was consecrated by his life, his death, and his resurrection. And so we are too. We follow in the footsteps of Jesus. And there are going to be times in which there is disharmony. But we always must seek the ways of unity together, not only in the church, but in our families. And we should never cease to pray for that unity, both in the church, in our families, in our communities. And we need to know that there is a way forward, and that way is knowing that God is love. That's the truth that is so often neglected in our world. We do a lot of discernment, I think, a lot of thinking that we do the right thing. But unless we know that we are, in fact, putting other people first, as the love of God calls us to do that, I don't think we can really claim that we are in discernment. When I was mostly in the South, a lot of our Protestant brothers and sisters, especially if they were young, they would come and they would say to me, "Father, God put this on my heart." And they were so certain that God had given them some internal message. I always said, "God, keep me from that, to think that he put something on my heart, because I'm not going to know it." We pray, we do our best, we live in faith. I'm not sure that we can always have the certitude on our own that God put something in our hearts. We have to trust that God in his truth comes to us, yes. We put our faith in trying to make the right decision. But it's a decision that always puts the other person first. It's always a decision of love, and that love that only Christ can define, not as the world thinks that love exists, not as they define it, but as only Christ can define it. And that is by giving his very life and our benefit. And so we too live in that truth of consecration. My dear brothers and sisters, let's always pray for unity. Unity in the family, unity in the church. Let us always pray for unity in our communities. And they don't need to necessarily be communities of faith, but the communities in which we live, in which we so often see people at odds with each other. And let's also pray for unity, also that things are able to be accomplished for the good of society. My dear brothers and sisters, while we have time, let us do good.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church Podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit AssumptionSYR.org.